Rick, how are you?
Good morning. Very good.
Where are you having coffee this morning?
Mount Pleasant, getting ready for a statewide Special Olympics meeting.
All right. Tell us about, I know that you have a strong involvement with the Special Olympics. Tell us about that.
Well, I've been a volunteer for many years as a coach and chaperone, taking the athletes up to CMU for the Summer Games. But I just got elected this year to be on the executive board, so we're meeting today to talk about all the different things we can do for next year.
All right, let's talk about the legislators' partial overhaul of the retirement plan. The House and the Senate approved this. From your perspective, tell us about it.
Well, what we have is called the MEPSER system, M-P-S-E-R-S. It is the pension and health insurance in retirement for teachers and other school employees. It's set to go bankrupt in 9.5 years. Billions of dollars of unfunded liability. It's got to be altered somehow. It simply is not sustainable. And, you know, when I started at the State House 7.5 years ago, every dollar we put into a teacher, 17 cents went into the system. It's now up to 24.5. It was scheduled to go maybe as high as 30. And that's just not sustainable. So yesterday it did get voted through some significant modifications. I did not support that because I said before we have retired teachers pay 20%, senators and representatives should also pay 20%. I had a bill on the floor ready to go. They wouldn't take it up, so I stayed no, and they got to 21 without me, so it passed.
Why wouldn't they take it up?
You'll have to ask them. I have urged that retired senators and representatives be treated the same as every state employee. It hasn't happened, and I will keep pushing.
All right, who do I need to talk to? I want to make a phone call about this. Who should I call?
Well, I guess you could call the leader of the Senate. That's up to you.
All right. In regards to this, you know the teachers are going to say this isn't fair, this isn't what we were promised. We got into this line of work because we were told we were going to receive this for the duration of our careers. How do you respond to that?
Well, my response to them would be, I understand very much how hard teachers work. My daughter's a teacher. My grandmother and uncle were teachers. They both passed away now. But I understand how hard their job is, and I know they were made promises. But if their system is going to go bankrupt, we have to save it for them, and something does have to change.
Well, I want to get your take on collective bargaining. There are many who we've talked to who have said, and I'm speaking of union officials, who believe that there is a plan led by Republicans to take away collective bargaining. What do you think about that?
I don't believe that's the case. There has not been any move to end collective bargaining that I'm aware of. They're probably talking about PA4 and that debate. But when a city is going bankrupt or a school is going bankrupt, what do? You either bring in an emergency manager or you let them go bankrupt. And if one of those entities goes bankrupt, they will wish they had an emergency manager because it's devastating. You know, they'll lose their health insurance. They'll lose everything.
Finally, Rick, I want to get your take on how many folks who are selling or supporting ballot initiatives, they can't get what they want, so they want to change the Constitution and put it before a vote before the people. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's awfully easy to get something on the ballot in Michigan. Unfortunately, either groups with a lot of money or very wealthy people, the bridge owner is, can pay for people to go out and gather signatures and easily get something on the ballot. So before you vote for something this fall, I'd say beware, make sure you understand what it is. You may want to vote no.
All right, we've been talking with Michigan State Senator Rick Jones. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
Have a great day.